Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An important issue which needs to be discussed and threshed out regarding Islamic punishments is the origin of the rajm punishment, or the punishment of stoning to death. Now, this is a proven fact that the Prophet himself in his times gave this punishment to many criminals. So the question arises that what is the source and what is the origin of this punishment? We know absolutely from the Quran that the rajm punishment is not mentioned in the Quran, and therefore it cannot be regarded as a had punishment. However, we know also from the Quran that this punishment is mentioned in its original form in a verse of the Quran, and the way it is described here is just a corollary of that original punishment. The Quran says that one of the forms of criminals, or one of the sorts of criminals which exist in the society, are criminals which are called criminals which commit fasad fil ardh, who create a law and order situation in society, who attack the wealth, life, honor and freedom expression of people and create a law and order situation. They commit rape, hijacking and robbery and crimes of similar nature. For them, the Quran says that there are certain specific punishments, and the Quran calls such criminals to be guilty of fasad fil ardh, or spreading disorder and anarchy in the land. The Quran says, إنما جزاء الذين يحاربون الله ورسوله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا أن يقتلوا أو يسلبوا أو تقطع أيديهم وأرجلهم من خلاف أو ينفوا من الأرض. The punishments of those who wage war against Allah and His Prophet and strive to spread anarchy in the land are to execute them in an exemplary way, or to crucify them, or to amputate their hands from opposite sides, or to banish them from the land. So this punishment of fasad fil ardh, we see it's a wide repertoire of punishments. There's extreme punishment of taqtil, in which a criminal is to be killed or he has to be executed in an exemplary manner. Now it is this taqtil which is the primary punishment which is mentioned in the Quran. As far as rajm itself is concerned, it is a form of taqtil. It is a form of killing a person in an exemplary manner. In other words, the had punishment, or the punishment which the Quran mentions regarding criminals of fasad fil ardh, is taqtil, if they deserve no lenience. And rajm is just one form of taqtil. It can be given if a state thinks that it should be given, and or other forms of taqtil can also be adopted. Rajm itself is not something which has been prescribed by the Almighty Himself. The Almighty Himself has prescribed taqtil, and rajm is just one form of taqtil. Other forms also can be adopted. In this regard, the second misconception generally which prevails is that our jurists think that the punishment of people who commit adultery is stoning to death. People who commit fornication, in other words, people who are unmarried and they commit fornication, then their punishment is 100 stripes, whereas people who are married and they commit fornication, which is called adultery, then their punishment is stoning to death. This again is a misconception. We know that the Quran describes punishments in their ultimate form. It says that these punishments are ultimate forms of reproof, and they are to be given only and only when a criminal deserves no lenience. So the Prophet in his own times, in order to find out whether a criminal deserved any lenience or not, he asked certain questions from that criminal. He asked them, for example, whether he was married or not. So this was a question which was asked primarily to ascertain whether that criminal deserved any lenience or not. And it was not a question asked to make a distinction between the punishment of a married person who commits adultery or a person who is not married and he commits fornication. So therefore, it has been erroneously construed that the punishment of stoning to death is specifically meant for those who are married people and they commit adultery. This is not the case. As I said, the Quran says that this punishment is to be given to people who are guilty of fasad fil ard, who are guilty of creating a law and order situation in the land. And of these forms, people who are absolutely do not deserve any lenience, they are to be given the punishment of taqtil. And taqtil, of course, can assume the nature of rajm, and it can be given through other means also. And people who are not guilty of this extreme criminal negligence, they have not committed this crime in an extreme form, they deserve some lenience, then some lesser form of punishment for them can also be adopted. In other words, it is an erroneous conclusion to say that for people who are married, the punishment of stoning to death has been prescribed by the Quran. The punishment prescribed by the Quran primarily is taqtil for people who are guilty of fasad fil ardh. And of course, there can be situations of fornication which can classify that act of fornication as an act of fasad fil ard. And if that act of fasad fil ard is committed with extreme sins, then any form of taqtil can be given. And if any lenience is to be given, then lesser forms of punishment, as the verse itself describes, a very, very mild form of punishment, which is exiling that criminal from that land, that can also be given. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.